things your employer won't tell you about workplace rights, but we will. Yes, we will. You are not really, oh, we love this one, an independent contractor.
That's right. Yeah, you're not really an independent contractor. And that's a big one, John. Many times you have employees that believe they're independent contractors because they don't get a salary. They're not on the employer's payroll. They simply invoice the company and they think, well, that's enough. You know, I've been doing that for 10 years. I'm an independent contractor. Well, no, not at all. If you work full-time for a company, if you work regularly for them and exclusively for them, guess what, John? You're an employee of that company. It doesn't matter how you're taxed. It doesn't matter how you invoice. It doesn't even matter if you have your own company. The law will consider you to be an employee. You know, if it looks like an employee and acts like an employee, it's an employee, even if you call it something else. So because of that, our listeners have to understand that. It's extremely important. I see this every single day. People are let go and they say, well, I'm not going to get anything because I'm an independent contractor. Where in fact, no, in the eyes of the law, they're employees and they get full severance. So this is a very common situation. Who is an independent contractor? Well, an independent contractor is someone that's really in business for themselves. Okay, someone that has several clients, that doesn't have regular hours of work, doesn't work in one location. You know, your plumber is an independent contractor. If you're working as a bookkeeper 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, you're not an independent contractor. It doesn't matter what you call yourself. So very important to understand that. And don't let anyone else tell you otherwise.
Samfiru Tumarkin LLP. Contact us at 1-844-661-9065 or visit stlawyers.ca.